The research lead with Agri-Food Economics Systems suggests as the costs of inputs for agricultural production rise or become less available as a result of increasing economic and geopolitical volatility, farmers could be forced to take steps to reduce their dependence on external suppliers. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, produced on behalf of North America's pork producers. I'll be back in a moment.
For QuickBooks Repair or QuickBooks conversions, visit QuickBooksRepairPro.com. That's QuickBooksRepairPro.com. Results guaranteed.
An Agri-Food Economic Systems independent agri-food policy note examines the implications of increased risk for agribusiness fueled by rapid price inflation and supply chain disruption driven by the rise of economic and geopolitical volatility. Research lead Dr. Al Mussel suggests owning assets and conducting activities internally is a natural hedge against inflation.
Yeah, I think the first thing that you get confronted is your working capital. So there's the inputs, whether it's fertilizer, crop inputs, feed, animal inputs. When they're a whole lot more expensive, well, that just sucks your working capital. The other thing that starts to happen is you start to actually run into shortages. And you know, some of your listeners experienced this during COVID. And I remember, for us at one time in machinery parts. Well, you buy, two or three times as many parts than what you really need just so you'll have them when you don't know when you're going to be able to get them again. Well, this all soaks up cash from the farm business. So there's that financial aspect to it. And then there's just, what do you do if they're just not going to be available at any price? And, Western Europe, reading about some of their industrial chemical industries in parts of Germany and Switzerland, for example, where they're dependent on imported natural gas, well, some of them are just shutting down. So that includes their fertilizer industry. So, again, I suspect that they're a little bit in our situation. A lot of their fertilizer for this season is probably already made. But next season, what are they going to do? I mean, it may simply not be available. So that takes us into asset ownership. When you own some of the facilities that you would otherwise maybe buy, then it's some insulation from both the price volatility and the worry that the product wouldn't even be available to begin with.
The Agri-Food Economic Systems independent agri-food policy note can be accessed at agrifoodecon.ca. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.